Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
Indeed, what are you going to do? Well, don't have them come for you in the first place is probably the best idea. Inner Circle, bad boys, that means it is time to catch up with the police. And joining me on the line this morning is Acting Senior Sergeant Emma Maloney. Good morning, Emma.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, thanks for your time this morning. Now, last week we talked about Operation Compass, which is the road safety initiative for the Easter and Anzac Day period. So obviously that is still going on. What's been happening?
Obviously, as we mentioned last week, phase one was being conducted over two phases. Phase one was focusing on the Easter long weekend, and phase two was continuing into this weekend to focus on Anzac Day. Last week was an extremely successful result for the Golden Valley region, also resulting in no lives lost over the weekend and only less than a handful of injury-related collisions. So overall, we're extremely pleased with the road user behaviour over the past weekend as well.
Well, that's good to hear. Have there been a lot of infringements?
There has been a significant amount of traffic offences detected. The most concerning part is that 25 of those offences were still as a result of driving whilst impaired by either drugs and or alcohol.
What are some of the other statistics relating to infringements, Emma?
There was still a lot of offences detected in relation to the use of mobile phones whilst driving, which is one of our biggest distraction offences. The speeding is still a big factor, especially in the traffic flow. People were getting a little impatient, and speeding and distraction offences were probably our major traffic offences detected.
Does this take into account speed cameras?
No, this is just in relation to police members detecting.
Okay, so you've still got a lot of members out in force this weekend then?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned last week, every police vehicle, both marked and unmarked, is equipped to obviously as a booze bus and actively watching to ensure drivers do the right thing as well. Again, this week we continue to ask that people slow down, be aware of their surroundings and allow plenty of time to travel, make smart decisions before getting behind the wheel. We understand that there's going to be a significant increase in traffic because everybody's going to be trying to make their way back home as it does conclude this Victorian school holiday period as well.
Yes, people coming back home for kids to get back to school on Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely.
So in relation to, you mentioned driving while impaired, are there specific breakdown in terms of alcohol and drug offences?
Look, I don't have them in front of me at the moment. However, like as I mentioned, we have detected quite a few drink driving, probably more than we would have liked. And obviously, you know, we don't want to detect anyone drink or drug driving at all. But the stats are still high in that area, so people are still not getting the message in that respect.
Do you get information about what drugs specifically?
Not specifically. Obviously, it all gets sent off for analysis. So until those analyses come back, then obviously the specifics as to what drugs detected is unclear until they receive that back.
There's a lot of people camping over this weekend and last weekend. Does the Highway Patrol have any responsibility in relation to enforcement in those areas?
Yeah, look, we have just recently, over the last weekend, we also had our State Highway Patrol Special Solo unit. They were out in the high country detecting some offences around there in relation to four-wheel driving, motorbikes, all that sort of stuff. So they did find a significant amount of offences. Obviously, people convert a lot of their vehicles to the current terrain and therefore, you know, making them further unsafe. So we do have police out in those areas and out in force. As I mentioned before, a handful of our injury-related collisions that we had over the last weekend are actually related to motorcycles and off-road riding incidents.
There does seem to be a bit of a belief among some sectors of the community that sort of anything goes in those tracks, but they are public thoroughfares, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, I believe people expect that they're not going to really come into too much grief when they're off the major roads, but that's not the case. So we, again, ask those planning to ride off-road to take it easy, be aware of their surroundings and especially the terrain, and ensure that they're wearing appropriate safety gear when they're riding out there.
Anything else you need to let us know about before the Anzac Day long weekend, Emma?
Just to reiterate, Terry, as I mentioned before, phase two of Operation Compass commenced at midnight, just gone, and will continue to run over a four-day period covering the Anzac Day long weekend, concluding at midnight on Monday. And it will also include the conclusion of the school holiday period. So again, we remind people that more than half the lives lost this year on Victorian roads have occurred in regional areas and country roads. So we want to reiterate the importance of the road safety awareness and making smart decisions over this coming weekend.
All right then. Thank you very much for your time, Acting Senior Sergeant Emma Maloney. Hope you get some time off this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much again, Terry.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher. They're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
And that was the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening as always.